Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Blessed be the name of our God. Thank you for tuning in right now to this evening Bible study. My name is Pastor Teddy Santos from Baltimore Christian Faith Center. Thank you all of you for being here this evening, participating in this evening Bible study. Welcome to the house of God. It's been thus far a wonderful day. We had a wonderful service this morning, and we had a wonderful, restful afternoon. And right now, we're getting ready to get into the Word of the Lord once again and study His Word. And hopefully, the Holy Spirit will speak to you on a one-on-one basis in your heart as His Word is going through. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's go ahead and proceed with the word of prayer. Let us pray. Lord, we bless your holy name. Exalted be your holy name, Lord. Once again, Lord, thank you for this day that you have given us. This day, Lord, of rest. This day, Lord, that we can rest in you and have peace, Lord, in you. Thank you, Lord, so very much. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful temple. Thank you, Lord, for this place that we can come and worship and congregate and speak to you, Lord, and you speaking to us.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for this avenue that we have to minister to those who are not here this evening. To those, Lord, who follow us online, bless them, Lord, tremendously. May your Holy Spirit, Lord, speak to them as well, wherever they might be, Lord, whether they're at home, at work, going down the highway. Wherever they might be, Lord, may your Holy Spirit speak to them directly. We bless your holy name, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. The topic of conversation this evening is self-examination. More so like a spiritual self-examination. As we grow older, it's good practice for us to examine ourselves, you know, for us to see a doctor once a year. I bless the name of the Lord that within the last few years, I see a dentist twice a year for some cleaning. Every other visit, they do an x-ray of my entire mouth to make sure, you know, everything is where it's supposed to be, how it's supposed to be. No new stuff, you know, new growth, new development. Because those things, you know, that's a no-no. And so many other things. And the Word of God instructs us to also examine ourselves as time goes on. And this is something that I am very conscious of. Once in a while, I stop and I think, and usually it's around a time where I'm in a quiet place, somewhere where I can just meditate on the Word of God and read His Word. And then sometimes I just take a step back and I just look at how I have been doing, where my faith, how far my faith has brought me, you know, what things that I could improve, sort of like a self-examination. And we read this, and we come across this study, I should say, in the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 5. If in case you wish to turn there with me right now, you're welcome to. This is a verse that I've preached about in the past, a couple of years ago. And the Spirit of the Lord brought back to my attention to speak about it once again. I said, okay, Lord, no problem. So, if this message is for you, by all means, heed to the voice of the Spirit. But once again, we're going to be reading in our opening verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 5. And I'll give you guys just a quick moment to get there. If you're there, you're welcome to say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And the word of the Lord says, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. And then the word of the Lord says for us to test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? This is such a short verse, but yet a very powerful verse for us to understand. It's extremely important for us to know that God intends for us to discover our nature, the reality of who we are. We are sinful beings. We have a sinful nature. Now, of course, it's impossible for us to know every single thing that is evil within us, per se. But we can and must come to grips with the potential of evil that might be inside of us, that might exist inside of us. There are so many people that go by this life, day by day, holding grudges in their hearts, and they have no idea. They might have someone in their childhood, in elementary school, in middle school, maybe through college, might have hurt their feelings, and they have held bitter feelings towards someone, and then they just forget about it, and it sort of just gets swept under the rug. Or any other situation or example that I can give, that I can bring to your attention. And I believe that it's very important for us to periodically measure the extent that we have to overcome certain things that are against the Spirit of God within us. And the necessity of our commitment to our relationship with God and the need for us to grow is something that we must always be mindful of. And as we examine ourselves now and throughout the year, God expects us to prepare ourselves as mature Christians, to rededicate ourselves to Him afresh, and to put sin out of our lives, but also in a diligent manner, in an active manner. You know, sometimes we meet new people, we come across different people, and without even knowing, we might pick up on certain habits. We might pick up in certain bad habits. It could be gossip. Sometimes, you know, if we don't watch ourselves, we could pick up foul language. We could pick up things that oftentimes we would not be so prone to doing simply because someone has an influence on us. And this is where we come and sincerely ask the Lord in faith for Him to reveal to us in our inward parts the hidden faults that sometimes we simply do not see. You know, the Lord has been working with me on several things also. You know, I can speak on behalf of myself, on my temperament, on my understanding, on my people skills. He's been working with me for a long while, for years. And I praise the Lord that He's still working on me as far as that's concerned. You know, I'm not perfect in any stretch of the imagination. And so many other things that the Lord has been working with me. And I come to the Lord and I said, Lord, I present this to You. And as time goes on, I can see the Lord working in my life. And I truly believe that this pleases God. I truly do believe so. Because it shows that we care. That this is something important for every single one of us. I want to show you a psalm right now. Psalm chapter 19, verses 12 and 13. May I have that, please? Who can understand His errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back Your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless. And I shall be innocent of great transgression. Right now, you see, you're looking through the heart of a sincere man. A man who is truly seeking to know God's will in his life. A man who is truly seeking to see the faults and the shortcomings that he has. Which in here he describes it as, cleanse me from secret faults. Things potentially that he might not even be aware of. This is a sign of a pure heart, of a willing heart, a humble heart. Lord, search me and know me. I love this particular psalm. Let me also bring to your attention also, 51 now, Psalms 51, verses 6. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Pretty sure that we all have the same will and the same desire to know wisdom in the inward parts, to deeply know God's desire, to deeply know His will for your life. Well, this is all possible. And now, while we're in the book of Psalms, I want to give you another verse right away, which comes from chapter 139, verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Amen. When I read some of these verses, it truly reveals the heart of someone who is humble, but also reveals the heart of someone who cares about his spiritual state and how they are. And I want to say that David knew, it's almost like he can sense, he can smell, he can just tell when certain things were just off, when his spirit was not lining up with the Spirit of God. And sometimes when the closer we get to the things of God, the closer we get to the Lord, the more sensitive we get to evil things. And it is important that we do not be overly discouraged by what the Lord is going to reveal to us. Because it could very much reveal something that you're like, man, is this really me? Have I really been this way for a while? I just want you to know that we have a human nature. And our human nature is faulty. We depend on the Lord in all things for Him to strengthen us, for Him to cleanse us, purify us. Sometimes some of these things that we've harbored for so long, it has lived inside of us and grown within us that we just simply don't realize that we are hurting the Holy Spirit, that we are hurting other people's feelings by the things that we say, the things that we do, how we act. Now, when the Lord reveals these things to us, rather than lie about and be discouraged about them, we should channel our energies in annihilating its power over our lives. Instead of us being discouraged and cast down, oh, I'm no good, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Lord, forgive me. And you just beating yourself over and over again. This is not the reason why the Lord has brought something to your attention. God wants you to overcome it. Let me show you a verse right now in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 9 through 11. Now I rejoice, right? The word of the Lord says, now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance. Right? I'm going to read that again. Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, that you were something was shown to you, it was brought to your attention, but that your sorrow led to repentance. For you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing. For godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death. For observe this very thing, that you sorrowed in a godly manner. What diligence it produced in you. What clearing of yourself. What indignation. What fear. What vehement desire. What zeal. What vindication. In all things you proved yourself to be clear in this matter. Amen? Do you see why it's important for us to have godly sorrow and not worldly sorrow? Instead of us trying to beat ourselves over the head and say, oh my gosh, I'm just a stinking sinner. Will the Lord forgive me? Am I ever going to get over this hump? Am I ever going to reach that spiritual, you name it. If one day you want to be able to be used in a mighty way in the gift of prophecy, in the gift of healing, in the gift of teaching, in the gift of giving, whatever the case might be, when the Lord reveals certain things that we need to work on, you know, in the gift of music, are we going to be downcast, distraught? No. Not at all. The Apostle Paul, the mighty man of God, the God who has revealed and downloaded on him so many things, he tells us in Romans 7 that to his shame and regret, he often did what he hated to do. And what he hated to do was sin, right? And conversely, oppositely, is that even a word? Oppositely? I'll stick with conversely. He did not do what he really wanted to do, which was be sold. I'm going to say that he was sold out for God. If I'm going to judge, you know, Paul, if I'm going to analyze his body of work and his life, he was sold out for God. But he shamefully confessed that he did things that he absolutely did not want to do. And what he was supposed to do, he did not. Yet the same apostle writes now in verses 27, I thank God, this is the apostle speaking, I am delivered from my sinful flesh, right? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh I serve the law of sin. Excuse me. As long as we are in this flesh, in this body, we will have shortcomings. We will have sins. But we must continually, we must daily repent and ask God for help in fighting this carnal nature that's inside of us. God has promised the overcoming if we do our part. He has promised us that, every single one of us. Although every imaginable wrong, influence, oftentimes plagues us, we must remember that God has promised to stick with us and give us the help that we need. A lot of people, they fall. You know, they might have a particular shortcoming. It could be a drug. You know, it could be being slave to food, to eating, to drinking, to narcotics. Whatever the case might be, God is here to help you, to deliver you, to bring you through and through. May I please have Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. And then it says, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. For we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Amen. Encouraging words from our God. God is our helper. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And that's throughout the entire day, the whole week, the whole month, the whole year. He will never leave you. So don't be discouraged. Amen. In Psalms 119, the author proclaims that it is a Christian obligation to turn again, day after day and year after year to God, to turn back to the Lord. Do we have there, I don't think I put it on the scripture list, Brother Dion. May I please have Psalms 119, and may I have verses 57 all the way to verses 60, please. And whenever you have it, you're welcome to put it up. Psalms 119, verses 57 through verses 60. There we go. Thank you, sir. You are my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep your words. I entreat your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your word. I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments. Now, earlier we read that God is with us, that he will never leave us, that he will never forsake us. And now, the psalmist right now says, you are my portion, O Lord. I have said, I have declared, I have promised that I would keep your words. Right now, the psalmist is bringing the word back to the Lord. I entreat of your favor with my whole heart. And then he says, be merciful to me according to your word. And we all know that God is good for the word, right? He's good for his word. Whatever he promised, whatever he says, he will do. His word will never, ever return void. And when we humble ourselves, when we turn around and seek the Lord with all of with our hearts, by doing so, we will, due to God's help, succeed in attaining victory, in attaining eternal life. We need to make sincere inquiry of God regarding our sins and regarding our shortcomings that God will never need to reveal to us in a way of condemnation. Sometimes it could be something as simple as, for example, Lord, help me be more on time. Help me be timely. I am always tardy. Lord, help me wake up earlier in the morning. It could be any given thing. Do you think the Lord is able to help you with that? Absolutely. Lord, help me carry on a healthier lifestyle, meaning my eating habits, my diet. By all means. I would like for us to recall 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. May I have that, please? But let a man examine himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. And if you continue on reading, if you go on through verses 31, it says, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not or need to be judged. If you continue on in verses 31, I don't have it on the list, but that's okay. The Lord Jesus, right now, we know through the Word of God that He is the righteous judge, our Lord God. He would rather we judge ourselves and turn to righteousness than have to point out our flaws and our faults within us. He would rather us to examine ourselves, for us to humble ourselves before God, in opposed to things being the other way around. The final verse I want to bring to your attention right now is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, which Paul speaks of his life's accomplishments. He knew he had to run the course of his life in a way that was pleasing to the Lord God. And this is why he describes it this way in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, which says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved His appearing. Amen?
Amen.
You know who is He speaking about right now? Us. You and I. He's speaking to every single one of us who are running this race right now, diligently, in God's face, in God's presence, seeking His face, making sure that everything is perfectly fine. I ran track for a while when I was in high school. I ran track for 2 years. And, you know, when we prepare for a race, you know, the coach tells us, make sure you have a good night's sleep, a couple good nights of sleep, watch your sugar intake. Now, don't drink that Red Bull stuff, because you're going to burn through that just like that, and then you're going to crash. Make sure you're well hydrated, right? Have a good meal. All these things, you know, stretch. Stretch was, oh my gosh, extremely important. All these things, you know, check yourself, examine yourself, so you're able to run the race that is set before you. The same is for every single one of us. We must examine ourselves. But I do want to say this. We have no need to be discouraged. Don't be discouraged by what the Lord will show you or reveal to you. It is our opportunity to reaffirm our commitment to the Almighty God and renew our dedication to putting on a new man every single day. Every single day. As James says in James 4:2, sometimes we do not have because we don't ask. You have not because you ask not. Right? We can ask of the Lord, Lord, show me. Lord, reveal to me. What is it, Lord? We need to ask God for a clean heart before Him, as well as for hope. We can ask God for joy. We can ask God for peace. We can ask God to strengthen our personal relationship with Him and His Holy Son, Jesus Christ. We can. James 4:2, you have not because you ask not. Right? So ask. Ask the Lord. Lord, show me. Lord, cleanse me. Reveal to me what I need to do to move on, to overcome, to continue on in this race. Amen?
Amen.
Let's conclude with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless your holy name. Exalted be your holy name, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord, for your word. Thank you so much, Lord, for the Holy Spirit, Lord, that is within us. Your Holy Spirit, Lord, that guides us and leads us. Thank you so much, Lord, that you are with us, Lord, every single step of the way. Even sometimes, Lord, when we fall. Even sometimes, Lord, when we are weak. Thank you, Lord, that you are there with us. And we worship you, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you will strengthen the hearts of everyone here and also, Lord, that's watching this, who are going through, Lord, a struggle right now in uncertain times. I pray, Lord, that they will seek you with all of their hearts. Thank you, Lord, so much for your love and your mercy and your grace. Thank you, Father. We love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.